For most individuals, going to a doctor's office or healthcare provider for healthcare services is analogous to buying furniture, and that is because one that is not well versed in medicine or furniture does not have the needed knowledge to understand and can easily be lied to. Take for example the process of buying furniture. You are in need of a mattress. You look up one you like and can afford. You see the internet images and make your way to the store. When you get there, you are greeted by someone trained to get you to buy, one who works on commission. You are allowed to see the outside of the mattress and even get to lie on it, but you don't get to see what's inside. In other words, this person has all the tools to lie and convince you and the desire to get you to buy, and they are going to make you pay, pun intended. Now let us take it to the doctor's office. After not being able to sleep with lower abdominal pain, you make your way to the doctor's office. He or she takes what is called an HNP, history and physical, and after several minutes and questions asked, the doctor overwhelms you with fear-mongering filled with countless possibility leading to numerous healthcare conditions. At the end, you go home minus the appendix. Days later, you find your mailbox filled with medical bills containing thousands of dollars in charges. Again, just like the mattress example, while at the doctor's office, you don't have the knowledge to know if you're being lied to. If you think that doctors lying to you is impossible, consider this. For several years, the police had the highest suicide rate in the nation, but recent data shows that it has been surpassed by veterinarians. That is right. Veterinarians, as of this recording, hold the highest level of suicide rates. Why, you may ask? Due to the serial killer style they have used to murder countless of domestic animals, dogs and cats, with their unnecessary vaccines. More on this on a future episode. So here's the question. How could you ever know if the doctor was or was not lying to you? Unless you become a doctor yourself, you don't.